Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. This is your host, Rachel Peterson. I'm so freaking excited about today because we are talking about my personal favorite platform on all of social media, and that is none other than TikTok. You are in for a real treat today. So let's cue that intro so we can just dive on into the meat and potatoes. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Awesome, guys. I'm very excited to announce that this episode is going to be a part of a 6-part series. So over the next 6 episodes, we're going to be talking about everything from what is TikTok, should I be using it, how to use TikTok for business marketing, how to make TikTok videos, and how to grow your likes and followers on TikTok. So I guarantee you are going to absolutely love this series, especially if you're like, I don't even know. But very first things first, let's dive on into episode 1 in this 6-part series, and that is, what is TikTok and should I be using it? I get this question all the time, and I wanted to give you kind of like a bird's eye view of TikTok because I know so many people generalize TikTok, but we're going to dive into what it is first and foremost. So TikTok is like a short form mobile video app. It is available on your phone. It is not available on a desktop. A great comparison of TikTok is to Vine previously. I know Vine was like 6 seconds. I actually came on the scene in marketing after Vine perished, which is kind of sad, like right around that time. TikTok is 15 seconds, but can go up to 60-second videos. It is actually formerly Musical.ly. They rebranded it as TikTok, TikTok. And the interesting thing about TikTok is that people are soaring very fast on this platform. Now, you might be wondering, okay, but is it really what I hear it is? It's all for kids. Everyone is under the age of 13. While there is some truth to it being a younger demographic on TikTok, TikTok is actually in 154 different countries. And its audience is slightly younger. About 66% of its active users are under the age of 30. But there's actually a ton of people who are older on TikTok. And one of the crazy things about TikTok is because it is a slightly younger audience, people who are older, a little more mature, who have professional jobs or an interesting life actually do really well on this platform. And we'll dive into that in some of these episodes. So when you open up TikTok, the app on your phone, what you're going to see is basically kind of a side-by-side feed. The very first feed that usually pops up is a feed called For You. And those are videos that, at least when you first jump on the platform, are not tailored to you. They're very chronological. They're viral videos. You're going to be kind of surprised by some of the content you see in your feed. And then when you swipe your thumb to the right, you'll be able to see a second news feed, which is these videos that take up your entire screen. And those are from the people that you follow. So until you follow people, you won't have videos there. But once you start following people, all of their videos are conveniently put into your second news feed. So when you swipe back over to the left, you've got the For You news feed. Every video is about the size of your cell phone screen, which is awesome. And you're going to see usually about 15 seconds of some type of burst of attention grabbing. Now, people are wondering, okay, what does that look like? What does that mean? Now, unlike Musical.ly, while TikTok first started as kind of a lip sync app, people were lip syncing to popular songs from their favorite artists, people have really moved into creating almost like an interpretive video to every single soundbite, to every single part of the platform. It's really interesting, but basically, you want to think of how creative you can get with videos. And so it doesn't take long to start kind of identifying the culture that can be present on TikTok. Now, I do want to share with you guys a couple of things that are different about TikTok and a couple of the things that are the same as other platforms. For example, TikTok's hashtags are not weighted. There's not an algorithm. So it's beautiful because it's almost like an open playing field for how to rank for videos. It's not weighted based on who's spending on advertising yet. It's super searchable in terms of organic hashtags. I'm absolutely in love with how discoverable all of my videos can be depending on how I use them. However, that wide open playing field starts to shift slightly as TikTok learns what you're engaging with, what you're searching for, and the types of videos that you produce and who is bound to engage with you and who you're likely to kind of actually consume the videos of. So I've noticed my For You feed has definitely changed slightly, especially as I started to upload some videos with the Minnesota hashtag. I started discovering that there were more videos in my For You feed relating to Minnesota, which is really cool. Now, on the platform, you have the ability to record in-app similar to an Instagram story. One thing that makes TikTok really different from an Instagram story is that you can hold down the button to record, and when you let your thumb up, it doesn't end the video, but rather you can almost put together different portions of a video. So you can hold your thumb down, record for a couple seconds, change everything up, and then hit the button again, record for a couple more seconds, which is neat because you can put together these really cool edits. Now, the actual ability to edit your videos in the platform isn't great, but it's okay because you can also upload pre-existing videos that you've already edited or that you've taken on your phone, which is kind of nice. One thing that I do find incredible is the overall ability to use the effects within TikTok. The effect capabilities are incredible. They're easy to use. They're super fun. Some of them feel a little more high tech than, for example, Instagram. There's also the ability to add text on the actual video, kind of like an Instagram story. However, the text is not clickable. It's got its own ecosystem, so there's no link within anywhere on TikTok that allows you to leave the platform. So nothing is clickable. It's a closed ecosystem, similar to Instagram, but even more so. Even once you hit a certain number of followers, there's not a link that is yet clickable. You're able to create videos to other people's audio, which is nice. There's an entire kind of like catalog of sounds, of music, of things that you can use for 15 seconds, sometimes even 60 seconds, and edit it down. But I will say that my favorite videos are the ones where I actually create my own video or create my own audio and natively upload it. You might say, why would I want to create my own native audio, meaning an audio or a video with an audio that I created and uploaded? The reason being, if it's a really great audio, it's funny, it's different. One of the things that people can do as they discover you is they can actually take your audio and create a video to your audio, but it always attributes to you. So every single time that someone clicks the audio from their video, it's going to bring them back to you. You are the creator. So it's a great way to start kind of branching out and having more people find you, making yourself more discoverable. So many people have asked me about advertising on TikTok, and that is something that I am going to be talking about in the fifth and sixth episode of this series. Those are going to be great deep dives into what the advertising looks like as we dive into how to monetize TikTok and how to use TikTok for business marketing. But there's one feature that most people don't realize on TikTok until they kind of play for a while, experience some things, check out their notifications. Each person has a tab for notifications. So as people start to engage with your videos or follow you, you will see a whole list of notifications popping up. There is at the very top, oftentimes those who are verified on TikTok, their live streams will show up. And you might be saying, wait, there's live stream capabilities? Live stream capabilities become available when you hit 1,000 followers on TikTok, which sounds simple because most of us are familiar with Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, where hitting 1,000, it's a little bit of work, but it's not too difficult. TikTok takes some time to get traction. It's not something where 1,000 followers comes easily. In fact, as I record this, I'm at, I think, 5,800 followers on TikTok, 5,821. And so often people are like, oh my gosh, you're so famous. And it's funny because on any other platform, it doesn't feel famous, but 5,800 followers is a substantial following. And from there, you just continue to gain kind of traction and grow. And some of the top users have even hundreds of thousands. I know last time I checked, Gary Vaynerchuk has like 260 something thousand followers. Celebrities oftentimes have hundreds of thousands or even millions of followers. And that some of the top creators have between 1 and 20 something million followers. So it's not the norm to have 100 million followers. That hasn't really happened on this platform. When you have over 10,000 followers, you're considered like a celebrity. Verification is not something that you can easily just apply for. It's something that TikTok awards to the people who are consistent creators, who are growing, who are representing their brand well. It's not something that's just given to anyone. You have to really identify with the creator status. And those creators have a yellow check mark. So I have the ability to go live now. And you might say, okay, what is the point of going live? And we'll still keep diving into that more in the later episodes of this series. But one of the things that's really powerful about going live for some people, especially for people who are creators, and that's like their main thing in they're building their business or creating, it's where they get their followers. And that is that once you go live, the larger that your audience gets, the more visibility you get on your lives. So when you go live, all of your followers see that you go live and they're able to share it with their audiences, which is kind of nice too. It's like you can incentivize them for sharing it with their audiences. When you start to grow, once you become verified, it shows up in many people's audiences. It shows up in their notifications, which is really nice. So it's kind of like a cycle and it keeps going. When you go live, people have the ability to purchase coins and then give you gifts for an exchange of those coins. And those things are called concerts. There's a cowboy, there's a drama queen, there's an I'm very rich, and there are these little icons that pop up on the screen and it highlights you, and it's kind of cool. It's a good way to actually build up your following if you want to go that route. So when you go on to popular creators' lives, you can test out gifting them one of these like drama queens or an I'm very rich. They range in price from 50 cents to $50, which is kind of crazy. So they're fun, they're entertaining, but there's also some incredible growth strategies there. So when you have 1,000 followers, you can live stream on to TikTok and you can actually make money if that's how you prioritize everything. Now your actual profile is able to have one profile photo. So you want it to be a great one that really shows who you are. From there, you also have about 140 characters to explain in your bio who you are, why people should click, why they should get to know you, why they should follow you. And it, since 140 characters is really short, you have to be super concise. What I like to do is just kind of have a couple of keywords in my profile. And then I also have my link in my profile in the bio, but it's not clickable. I just know that it's further exposure of my brand. I also put some fun emojis in it. So it's plain text plus emojis. You will also be able to see on your profile a feed of all of your videos. Your drafts are saved there. It's pretty easy to access. You can watch your old videos. My kids love watching my old videos because we've got a lot of funny and sassy ones. And in case you're wondering, if you download TikTok, which I recommend you should do just to even check it out, see what's happening, you can follow me at the Mrs. Peterson, and my last name is all E's and a D on every single platform. Now, there's one other thing too that is really interesting, and that is you do have the ability to put text as a part of the description of your video that stays there the whole time. Some people use this area to write a clickbaity little title, and I think that is also 140 characters. I wasn't able to find the character limit, but I just know it's never enough. That's all I know. It's never enough. So you can use a combination of a title that explains the video as well as hashtags. And just like Instagram, you want to use a combination of hashtags that are short form and niche down and some that are a little bit bigger so that you hopefully grow. But we'll talk about that in another episode of Social Media Secrets. So with those with those bios, every single one of the hashtags is clickable, which makes you discoverable. Now, I am loving TikTok because I find that I learned so much about creativity, and I'm super excited to share with you how I create my videos in episode 3 of the series. I'm going to share with you kind of how I step outside of the everyday occurrences, how I find inspiration, because that's a whole nother game. Actually, technically using the platform is pretty simple. I would say that actually figuring out what to create, how to create great content, how to get eyeballs on that content, those are some of the bigger challenges that arise with TikTok. Now, it doesn't feel like there's been a ton of developments. I know text on the screen has been a newer development. I really like it. But once you go live, it disappears, kind of like the old days of Instagram lives. They would just disappear. It doesn't catalog them at all. There are some different things I wish TikTok would roll out, but I'm going to have to spend some time kind of further articulating what those are, put together my dream list. And if you're someone who is a part of the TikTok team, oh my gosh, reach out to me because I'd love to start talking about some different things that would be awesome, especially some things that I see with advertising. My email, shameless self-promotion, is rachel@rachelpeterson.com. Hit me up, TikTok. But I love this platform. I have so much fun on it, and I'm very excited to talk about it over the next 5 episodes. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, I did put together an awesome freebie for you that will help you to get started on TikTok, help you to understand what to look for, and you can access that at TikTokToe. That's TikTokToe.com, TikTokToe, not tic-tac-toe, just making that super clear. So go to TikTokToe.com and you can get access to that totally for free. You're going to love this series. If you haven't already learned so much, you're going to continue to learn, but I guarantee you learned something new on this episode, and you're going to be able to follow along as I grow my TikTok following, have so much fun, connect with different creators. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson, that's me. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.